Okay, today is Thursday, July 26, 2018, and we're at Raven Landing Center in the Founders Room. My name is Nona Howard, and with me today is Carol Vondra. And I want to thank you very much for agreeing to be part of the Raven Landing Resonant Stories Project. And we'll start off with a little biographical information and ask you to tell me when and where you were born.
I was born in Canyon City, Colorado on July 4th, 1930.
Okay, very good. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Canyon City, and I was the youngest child of Frank Simpkins and Katie Jane Vaught Simpkins.
And
I had seven brothers and sisters.
oh my gosh, that's a large family.
Yes, it
Were they
was.
older, younger, or
Much older. I was the youngest.
you were the youngest? Oh, so there were seven of you.
My oldest brother was 17 years older than me.
Oh my gosh.
So I was the only child for a while.
Oh.
Youngest after they were all gone.
Yeah. So you got to be an only child for a while.
Yeah, I did.
Well, what did your mom and dad do there in Colorado?
My dad was a farmer, and then in later years he worked for the We lived on a farm, and later years we moved into town. He went to work for the state of Colorado, and my mother was a nurse.
Okay. So we know you grew up there. So tell me some stories, some things about your growing up there. You were the youngest. Were you close to any of your other brothers and sisters, or?
Well, my youngest, the one next to me, was 10 years older.
Oh.
And he went in the service when I was 9 years old. So that left me alone.
Oh.
They were all gone. My
So they
older.
were not playmates for you at any
No,
time, were they?
they weren't. They
No.
weren't. But it was a nice little town. The prison in Colorado was in Canyon City. The Colorado State Prison was there. And most of the men, a lot of the men were guards at the pen. That was the biggest, probably, employment there. And the climate was wonderful, the schools were wonderful, and I was very happy there.
And you had a lot of friends and
A lot of friends, and I still have friends 65 years later after graduation. I still have friends that I correspond with.
oh my gosh. So are they any of them still in Canyon City, or?
They're all in Canyon City. They've never left there.
Were there any stories about your parents or your ancestors that you would like to have on the
Well, my
record?
parents were, my dad was from England. And my mother was from Germany. That was their ancestry. And there was 10 years difference between their age. Mother was 36 and he was 46 when I was born. And they were just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful parents. I couldn't ask for any better. I was happy and they were wonderful.
Oh, good. Good. Tell me about some stories about your growing up and what you did for entertainment when you were a child. And
Well, I roller skated for one thing. We had a roller rink there in town, and we went there nearly every night when we didn't have a lot of homework to do. That was the biggest entertainment. And then they had a dance hall for teenagers, a youth dancing hall. And so on weekends, we usually went to the dance hall and had fun. And then in school we had square dancing, and
oh, that's good. Well, when you got through with high school, you graduated, did you go to college or did you work or?
no, I worked. I was a nurse in a doctor's office.
Oh, so you went to school for your to nursing school. And then
And I worked there until I got married,
How did you meet your husband?
Well, he lived there, and he went to a different school than I did. So I really didn't know him until in my 20s.
So Canyon City was a pretty good-sized town.
Yeah, it was. He went to an altogether different school, a grade school and high school. And so I met him when I was probably 23, something like that.
Tell
and
me
we
how
were
you
married
met
at 26, yeah.
Well, tell me how you met him.
I met him through a girlfriend. She was going with him. And one evening she was working and he picked her up at work and I was with her. And so she introduced me to him, and that's the way I met him, was through her.
Oh, so you had to wait till they broke up and then...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So when did you get married?
I got married June the 23rd, 1956.
1956. Mm-hmm. And you lived there?
We lived there for, we lived there till 59.
What did your husband do?
And then he was a coal miner. Mm. He and several partners owned a coal mine. Well, then in 1960, some people from Alaska moved to Canyon City and had homesteaded up here for years. Well, we went to their home. They had an accident. Their son was shot. So we went up to give them a consolation and take them some food. And my husband got to visiting with Jess Mariner was his name. And he said, my boss is coming through town, and if you would like to talk to him about employment, I'll let you know when he's here. So when Jim Carroll from UTAN Construction in Fairbanks came through there, he flew out there to pick up a new airplane. So he stopped back by there, and my husband visited with him, and Jim offered him a job. So the next summer, my husband came up and worked for UTAN Construction for the summer. And I think they worked on, I think the job was Farmers Loop Road at that time. And he worked the summer.
I remember when they did that, yeah, yes, because I lived off Farmers.
That was quite a job, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he worked for Jim at UTAN until they bought Browns Hill Quarry. And then him and Jim Carroll, my husband, was partners in Brown Hill Quarry from then on. So.
Oh, uh-huh. And did you have children?
I have three daughters.
Three daughters. Mm-hmm. And they were all born here?
No, they were born. One was born in San Diego, and one was born in Kansas City, and one was born in Canyon City.
Oh, so the first one was Canyon City, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then how did you get in San Diego? No, I thought you came to Alaska.
Well, my husband was in the service.
Oh.
Yeah, and so the oldest one was born in San Diego,
uh-huh.
And then the next one in Kansas City, uh-huh. And the next one in Colorado. We had moved back to Colorado.
Oh, so you were traveling because he was in military.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Okay, we missed that part. So anyway, so mm-hmm. And very good. So you told us, so when did you all decide to come to Alaska? He was up here working that one summer.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened then?
He came up two different summers. The second summer they worked at Donnelly Dome. And then the third summer.
I climbed that one time.
Yes. The third summer, my three daughters and I drove to Alaska, and it was quite a journey with three little girls, let me tell you. And we spent the summer at Delta Junction. My husband's company was putting in a rock in the river there. And so we spent the summer at Delta.
What year was this?
It was 63. 63, yes. And then when it came, I thought he would be, well, ready to drive back with me. Well, the job wasn't finished. So I had to drive back by myself with those three kids back because they had to get in school.
So how old were these kids?
Oh, dear.
Approximately.
Probably, let's see, 13, 12, and Kathy was probably 8, something like that, yeah.
So you had to drive back and get
I had to drive back by myself. And the road was, that was clear back in 63, or whatever it was, and the road wasn't that good. But we made it. And it was an experience I'll never forget. We broke down in Montana, and I had to have the car towed in to round up Montana. And we had, of course, it was a weekend, so we had to get a motel and stay till I got my car fixed. And then we were on our way.
Okay, so then you went back. So how did you get to Alaska?
We decided to, let's see, he came to Sitka and worked the summer in Sitka. Well, then the next year, they had a job in Valdez after the earthquake. And so he had come back to Colorado and they called him to work in Valdez. And so he said, well, it'll be a 3-year job, so we'll just move up there. So that we came and we moved to Valdez in 1965, and we were there 3 years while he worked on the new boat basin that they put in there. And it was quite an experience. It was a smaller town, and my daughters just beamed. They were, you know, they were a very small school, and they played basketball. And so they got to travel all over the state playing basketball. And we were just a happy family in Valdez. And we were the last ones to leave the old town.
Oh.
They all had to evacuate and move to a new town around the bay, and we were the last ones to leave, and we moved to Fairbanks.
You moved to Fairbanks, and so then you stayed in Alaska.
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. That's a wonderful story of how you got here. So did you ever work outside the home, or did you?
I worked as a nurse, and then I worked in a gift shop. In Valdez.
No.
They had the hotel there and stayed. I worked in the gift shop, and then I kind of helped out as a maid. And then I worked on the election board here for several years. And
did you nurse here in Fairbanks?
I worked in a restaurant for a little while, and so just jobs around, but mostly a mom and kids.
Mostly mom and kids, but did some work. Did you do any nursing here in Fairbanks?
No, I didn't.
You didn't do any nursing here. Okay, very good. Is there anything about those years that you would like for your great-grandchildren someday to discover? What are some of your fondest memories? Can you tell us what your fondest memory is?
Well, I think growing up in Canyon City, a small town, and lots of friends. And then my favorite memory was my marriage, the day I got married, and the time I had my children. That's my favorite times in life. And then another favorite time was when we moved to Valdez. I was 35, so that was, I was saying, you know, most people look for 16 and 18. Of course, you always look for those favorite years, which was great. But I think mine was 35, and that's when we moved to Valdez. It was quite an experience, quite an adventure. And then driving up here and driving back, that was an experience, too.
Yeah, very good. Okay, can you tell us how you came to be at Raven Landing?
My husband died 7 years ago, and We had lived in the same house for 50 years and over in Slaterville. And the house was 12 years old when we moved there. So the house was getting old and needed repairs, and it got so I couldn't really keep it up by myself. I had a yard, and I always loved flowers. I always had flowers, lots and lots of flowers in the summer. But it got so it was just a little bit too hard for me, and the house needed repair. So my daughter said, well, why don't we check out Raven Landing? Maybe you'd like it there. So we came over and looked at an apartment on the third floor. The people were moving out, and it was a one-bedroom, and I wasn't too impressed. So later on, as I got worse and couldn't take it, Susan called and said that there was going to be an apartment for rent and asked if I was interested. So I said, well, okay. So I came over and looked at it, and I liked it very much.
Is that a two-bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was where the Galls lived. And Mr. Gall passed away, and she moved to Washington where her family was. So that made the apartment vacant. So I took it and put my house up for sale, sold my house, and moved. It'll be a year in August.
A year in August.
Mm-hmm. That I've been here.
So how's your experience here been?
Well, I'm very happy here. I had to get rid of so much stuff. That was very hard. I had 9 garage sales to get rid of stuff. And it was really hard after things I really didn't need, as far as that's concerned. But after I got rid of things, got my house all sold and settled in, I was very, very happy. I have all the things I need. I love the meals and I love the people. And one of the best things, I got to keep my little dog.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's good. Good. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a fun and final question. Do you have a favorite age? And why?
I think it was 35.
When you were
I think it was 35 when we moved, and it was a big adventure. Or when I drove to Alaska. I don't know if that was my favorite, but it was an adventure. But when I was 35, we moved to Valdez and had a new life and a new thing. And then, of course, my marriage date and the days of my children's birth was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I want to thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to have on record?
Well, that I'm just happy to live in Alaska, and I love the people, and I love it here, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this program.
Okay, you're welcome.